America tonight. Hope wherever you hail from, the start of the new year has been a good one for you and your family. Tell you, the amount of buzz in the backyard over guns and taxes has been off the charts. 2013 started the conversation off about gun rights and gun control. That's where we ended the year, that's where we started the year, and that's where we continue. Joe Biden today, the VP, talking about the fact that the president is going to act on guns, and he's exploring executive orders to combat gun violence, saying that the president is going to do something. He told a group of reporters this before meeting with some other survivors of mass shootings. His quote was, "We haven't decided this yet, but we're compiling it with the help of the attorney general and the rest of the cabinet members," and also saying that legislative action has to be part of this equation. Remember, the Prez vowed in December that a new task force overseen by the VP is going to come up with some concrete proposals by the end of January to reduce gun violence. But listen to the statement, concrete proposals to reduce gun violence. I mean, here's the thing. There is no magic formula for this. Man, I wish there was. 27 people die. 20 of them are these elementary school kids, babies. And it so shook us to our core that some of the things that we're talking about are things that just are not guarantees, let's face it, that we're going to be able to stop. We're going to be able to stop somebody else who, some other madman who goes into a school and decides that this is the day I'm going to kill a lot of innocent kids. I think we have a little bit of a chance if there's an armed guard. I think we have an even bigger chance if there are more people who are able to patrol the area. If there are, you know, maybe two guards. If there are shutdowns of schools as far as the entry in and out of the schools. I mean, how many ways can you get in? But even then, there is no definite guarantee. We cannot 100% tell the families of children when they go to these schools, yes, your child is 100% safe from any kind of violence whatsoever. Man, you certainly hope it. You think that schools and churches and places where you work are safe havens from something as awful as what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. You think they're safe havens from that kind of a thing, but all you can do is try to do the best you can do by arming people with the facts, by doing something that's part of the comprehensive common sense change that makes sense, not something ridiculous that is not going to stop things that happened in Connecticut, things that happened in that movie theater in Colorado. So we'll see where we go. But ultimately, what does it mean? Gun sales take place without background checks. There's a big fight here about background checks. The task force, I'm certain, is going to talk about that. They're going to have a sit-down. Biden is going to have a sit-down with the NRA. The NRA is arguing that it's committed to keeping people protected, but focusing on stricter gun control is misguided. The NRA CEO, Wayne LaPierre, is calling for all schools to have armed guards, and the NRA president says that schools should choose, you know, they should choose what they want, armed guards, but this is probably the way to go. So there's a chorus of voices, no doubt, out there that are rallying up against the NRA and that are supporting the idea of protecting the Second Amendment. You know, statistically, it's probably split right down the middle. We've used that phrase a lot. 2012 was all about the polarization of this country. And with guns, I think you could safely say, certainly, it's the same way. I think a lot of Americans disagree on some of the public policies. And some say, you know, why are we trashing the Second Amendment? Others say that people are misinterpreting the Second Amendment, but without a doubt, it's a conversation that we're going to continue to have, especially after the task force is done, and then if the president tries to enact some kind of an executive order, whether it's assault weapons or whatever it is he's going to use, waiving the executive order, I think then this thing explodes even a little bit bigger. In Burlington, Vermont, we have listeners in that area. They passed a resolution that could lead to an assault weapons ban. In Connecticut, the governor, Daniel Malloy, says more guns aren't the answer. He's proposing the same thing, you know, in Connecticut, pretty much responsible gun ownership. And the White House is pulling this all together and ultimately will come up with some sort of a plan by the end of the month. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. After all, we're in the playoffs. Yep, football, NFL, who ultimately will be crowned the champ this season. In other words, hoisting the Lombardi Trophy after a huge Super Bowl victory. We're not down to that point yet, but we're getting closer, and there are some great games to talk about. What ultimately will be the game of the week, the two games of the week, because we're going to double your pleasure. I can't answer that question. We'll have to see what happens when the computer picks. But there are a whole bunch of really, really interesting games to talk about. And therefore, we know if we narrow it down to the four games and come up with two, it'll be interesting for you, as I said, double your pleasure. So keep the number handy. All you have to do is call, pick a side, tell us what you think the final score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. That's coming up in our next segment on America Tonight. There are a couple of other things that happened on the day in headlines that you might have seen. You know, you sit down for 5 minutes anymore, you're on our phones pretty much scrolling what's happened news-wise. And sadly, there was a commuter ferry accident in New York. It was one that was coming from New Jersey. You have two people in critical condition and scores of others who were hurt by this. It looked like at the bottom of the boat, it had rammed the pier in Manhattan as it was coming in. So you can imagine you had people that were getting ready to disembark who flew down steps and whatnot, which probably led to so many of those accidents. And we've had some catastrophes when it's come to commuter ferries in the past, but 57 injured and one or two, they're saying really two critical. But once again, was the person who was the pilot, were they under the influence? Was there something more to this? And that's all part of this investigation. But you had hundreds of people that were on the boat when it slapped into a pier very close to Wall Street. Southside Seaport was the area where it hit. And the pictures from that are just, man, they are just awful. You saw paramedics, first responders all over the place, people strapped to gurneys, and people who just flew up in the air because of that impact. You know, can you imagine? Most people on that boat were commuting for $655, the monthly commuting cost. Wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. We are whittling down the teams that are left on the road to the Super Bowl. Who ultimately gets to go to the NFL's biggest game? Well, we'll see. This week, there are a lot of possibilities anyway, so let's let the supercomputer fly, Matt Johnson. Picking two games, giving you two chances to win. Here are the games that have been chosen. You know, you got two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. Green Bay and San Francisco is the first game. Houston and New England, the second game. So, two chances to do this. All you have to do, you don't have to be a guru of either of these teams or any of these teams, all four of them. You just have to give us your best guess who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. I have all my notes ready. And it's, paralysis by overanalysis. So first game, Green Bay and San Francisco. I am going to say that, here's a surprise for you. San Francisco wins it 24-21. In the second game, Houston and New England, without a doubt, New England wins it 28-21. But what do you say? 855-266-5283. Matt, I know you're going to be watching these games. By the way, the Green Bay-San Francisco game is the night game, 8 o'clock kick East Coast time. The Houston-New England game on Sunday is the 4:30 Eastern time. Again, that's where it kicks off. What do you think, Matt? What happens in the first game?
I'm going with both the home teams. I think San Francisco is going to win 27-17, and I got New England 38-24.
38-24. Oh, my gosh. We're in agreement on the teams.
I know. I don't know what that means.
It's probably not good that we agree on both of them. Yeah, so that's true. So that both of them are... I didn't even think about that when I was picking it. I was looking more at... I was looking at the matchups. But, yeah, absolutely. They're both the home teams. And I think that what would be, well, I think San Francisco would be the bigger upset because people always assume. Green Bay now has assumed the position of, yes, they're incredible. They're, this team's going to win. People just assume Green Bay is ultimately the powerhouse and they're harder to defeat, you know, because you've got the star Aaron Rodgers and, here he is. He's actually returning to California where he grew up. And so to me, I think most people assume that, yes, it might be tight, but it's Green Bay's to win. And I'll tell you, I think this is the moment for this is the moment that the Niners have been waiting for.
I think San Francisco is going to take it just because the field is going to be a little sloppy and they're a better running team. They got a better defense. And I don't think Green Bay is going to be able to hang with them.
Yep. So I say San Francisco. He says San Francisco. My guess was 24, that San Francisco would put up 24 points, 24-21. And Matt's was 27-17. You might disagree completely. That's fine. But you got to jingle the numbers to let me know or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. The Packers are 4-1 in the postseason against San Francisco for whatever that's worth. And, Green Bay, if you want to look on the bright stars and the bright side besides Aaron Rodgers, you look, for example, at James Jones, who leads the league with 14 touchdown receptions, and Randall Cobb, the two of them have been pretty incredible. But having said that, remember, this is not the team that I picked to win this. I think in the end, if it comes down to it, if it comes down to special teams, if it comes down to a couple of last minute plays, I still say without a doubt, finally they're where they want to be. They can almost taste it, and I think that this is the moment for San Francisco. I know we have tons of Green Bay fans listening to America Tonight who are hoping that the opposite will happen in this case. So I'm not pounding you. I'm not rooting against your team. I'm just saying I think that this is San Francisco's moment, and it's your moment, America, to claim huge bragging rights and prizes by nailing the score. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. Matt's always beating me up. He says I don't give out the numbers enough. So Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello. Happy Mayan New Year.
Is it really Mayan New Year?
Mayan.
Oh, there you go.
Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Everybody talking about the end of the world.
Well, yeah, we already passed that date.
Yeah, but what the Mayans is really talking about is the end of Sarah Palin. But, man.
A weak attempt at trying to make a joke. Come on now.
Okay.
I
got San Francisco 24. Green Bay 17.
Mm-hmm.
I got Houston 24, New England 13.
Houston 24-13, San Francisco 24-17. Wow, so really you think Houston's going to win that one? That would be big.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing of Green. It's like we're saying about Green Bay. That's the same thing with New England. You do assume New England, especially a home New England team. That's pretty tough. Rick, some good guesses. We'll see if you're right, brother. Maybe this is your chance to nail the score. Maybe you've done it this time around.
Okay.
Thanks.
Catch you later.
Catch you later, man. Keep both hands on the wheel. He is the biggest fan of Sarah Palin, I'm telling you. If we went back and re-racked the tape, how many times has he mentioned SP's name? I'm determined. I'm bound and determined to have her give him a call. I'm serious. We've been pushing for that for a while. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Couple of the guesses here. One from Giorgio who says, I just want to do the one game. I think San Francisco, I agree with you, I think San Francisco wins without a doubt, there's going to be some unhappy cheeseheads around the country. I think the final score is going to be a lot bigger than what you and Matt are saying. The final score is going to be 38-17. 38-17. That is a pretty big, that would mean it would be one of those games once again that's not quite as lopsided as Alabama crushing the Irish, but nonetheless pretty boring if you were invested in watching this. Of course, when you say boring, if you're the person watching and you're the fan and you're, you know, you're sitting here with all the chips in wanting the 49ers to win this matchup and move on to the potential showdown to get to the Super Bowl, well, of course, you're looking at it through different eyes. And the Packers in this divisional playoff contest visiting the West Coast, the NFC division showdown, like I said, there's all kinds of storylines I already mentioned about Aaron Rodgers being from California. And I mentioned a couple of prime targets for the 49ers. They've been sitting here on the doorstep for a while now. And if they don't make it in this one, I just can't imagine pulling this back around, heading into the off season, especially if this is a tight, close game. Because they have been in this position for a while now. They've been in this position where they're almost there, almost there. You know, the Packers have the better quarterback, I think, by just a little bit. But there's no question that San Francisco has the better running game. And I still say they have maybe the better defense. So doesn't it come down to which team has more minutes, has the ball more? Which team makes less mistakes? The turnovers. I think it should be an absolutely terrific game. I do. I think this is going to be a really, really close game. It does not have the makings, in my opinion. It does not have the makings of a blowout for this one. Not at all. All right, you're going to have to load up kind of like planes. We're getting ready to take off. We're almost up against it. So if you get your space in line, I promise we will go to you next. Let me throw out the digits again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. I'll meet you on the flip side, and let's try and nail the score.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Well, wake up, America. I know you're out there. Slap some water on your face. Jump on the line, 855-266-5283, because this is fun. This is Nail the Score. Two games, doubling that pleasure, as I mentioned at the top. Green Bay and San Francisco is your first game. Houston and New England, the second game. Can you, if you dare, nail the score? It is like picking lottery numbers, only you don't have to pay for it. You just got to come up with a guess. All right, let's go to Steve in Vermont. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for calling. Steve, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in these games?
Well, I think Green Bay, 31-27.
Uh-huh.
That hasn't been picked yet.
You got it.
Okay. And as much as I hate to say it, Patriots are going to blow out Houston. We'll say 38-14.
Wow. So, Pats, yeah, it's tough, that home and that home advantage, too. You know, yeah. Belichick, you know it. He's going to have them going and clicking on all cylinders. That'd be a huge upset, though, if Houston did win.
If Houston won, yeah, it would be a huge upset.
Yeah, I think so, too. That'd be the story. That would be the story, and there's many storylines, but I think, Steve, that would be, you and I both know this, would be the storyline of the playoffs. They'd be the ultimately the Cinderella team then.
Yeah. They already are. And Brady and Belichick have been at it for too long.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. And
yeah. Yeah, they have the Super Bowl rhythm. There's no doubt. You're right. They're just in sync when you get to the playoffs. That's a good way to put it. Steve, thanks. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ann, bye-bye. Ann in Missouri, you get a crack at this. Good to hear from you, Ann. How are you?
Doing good, and yourselves?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. What do you think happens the first game? Who do you like in that one, Green Bay or San Francisco?
Oh, it's going to be Green Bay. It's going to be Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 34-28.
34-28. All right, so the second game is, what do you think happens in the second game, New England or
New
Houston?
New England, yeah.
I like that. New
poor
England.
Poor Houston.
I know.
31-24.
All right, Ann. Are you going to be watching these games?
Probably not.
That was honest, but you know, you're going to have to check the scores. You're going to have to check back in with us. Maybe you're going to be a winner, and thanks for calling. I love that. Probably not. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to call. We're doing this thing called Nail the Score. If you just tune in, you're like, what? Why are they talking about all the hot ball things that are coming out of, coming out of D.C., all the crazy, crazy nonsense that's being talked about. Still, we're constantly banging the drum on what's happening with taxes because we're taking a break from it. We're lightening the load, as I like to call it, and having some fun. And during the NFL season, we do this thing called Nail the Score. So lucky if you have tuned in. Just pick a side, pick a flavor, and give us your final score. Jerry in Montreal, you, Jerry, have the floor. Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing, Kate?
Good.
28-24 Green Bay, and 35-21 for New England.
35-21
New England.
For New England. Oh, you picked the favorites. All right, Jer, thanks. Appreciate
all
you
right.
Checking in.
Yeah.
Have a good one. In Montreal. He has just a little bit of that accent. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaking the accent. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There were other games to choose from, of course, but the computer went with the two that we've been talking about. Who do you think ultimately comes away winners this weekend? Let's go out to Terry in Missouri. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling us here on America Tonight for Nail the Score.
Howdy. Let's go 28-20 San Francisco. And, yeah, I hate to say it, too, but 35-24 New England.
35-24 New England. I love it. You see, all of us are saying this, you know that. What, is it because we're tired of New England, or why do you think that we were all apologizing and saying, I hate to say it, but...
Basically because we're tired of New England. It's time for them to actually get beat.
That's what I think.
Ultimately, I don't think anybody's going to get past Denver in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Denver's going to be tough. That's good. That Denver-Baltimore game, though, is going to be a fun game to watch, especially with how pumped up Ray Lewis was heading into the playoffs and coming back. Thanks for the phone call.
All righty.
You have a good one. 855-266-5283. If you tuned in, we're doing the Nail the Score thing. You could easily be a winner this time around because we're giving you two cracks at it. So maybe you missed the one game, but you got the other game. Green Bay and San Francisco, that's the Saturday game. That's an 8 o'clock kick on the East Coast time because, of course, we're different time zones. And then the second game is Sunday. That's at Gillette Stadium in New England. Houston and the Patriots. That kicks East Coast time 4:30. 855-266-5283, or if you can quickly flip me an email at americatonight.net. Dale in Illinois. Dale, good time for you to call. You got two chances.
Hey, you got it all wrong, Delaney.
I do.
Yeah, I'm going 30-27 San Francisco.
Okay.
And 10-7 Houston.
10-7 Houston. I love it. That'd be lots of defense in that game. Boy, what an incredible finish that would be, Dale. 10-7,
yeah,
I love it.
I'll be as close as I have been for the last 3 years.
It's so hard. It seems like it would be so easy to do this, Dale, but it is. It's so hard. It is. You're picking, I say lottery numbers because it is like picking lottery numbers.
Well, I haven't been very successful there either. All my things are in the toilet. God darn it.
Well, keep trying. That's what you do. Just keep trying. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Kate.
You have a good one. You know, the two games that weren't picked by our supercomputer, the early game, the first game out of the chute for this weekend is Baltimore and Denver. I mentioned there briefly, you think of the headlines for Baltimore, you think of the retirement of Ray Lewis. This is his last hurrah. And Peyton Manning, naturally, how he's played with Denver. And Denver seems to me just a shoe-in to go through the playoffs and go back to the Super Bowl. But Baltimore, who's to say that Baltimore couldn't stop Denver? I think this game has the makings of a really good game. This could be tighter and not so much of a blowout on Denver's part. And the other game on Sunday, that's the first game, a 1 o'clock kick, is Seattle and Atlanta. People on the West Coast are talking about Seattle a lot. And I'm not saying they don't get any respect, but so much of the focus has been probably more on Atlanta, and this game is being played in Atlanta too. So not as much focus on the Seahawks, but the Seahawks at 11-5, second in the NFC West. And you know, this is a team that's surged at the right time, while Atlanta is 0-3 in the playoffs over the last 4 years. People keep looking for the Falcons to bust out, and then they don't do it. They don't do it. So, you know, will this be their moment? And I think it is. I think it's their moment to move forward. I don't see Seattle beating them, although I have a lot of friends that live in Seattle, and they would not be happy with me saying that. They like what's going on with Seattle. They're the underdog team on a lot of people's lists, and you know, Seattle has had some amazing wins after winning five of their regular season games. They overcome a 14-0 deficit to end up winning in Washington last Sunday, 24-14. Even after that win, so much of the focus was on RG3, Robert Griffin III, and his injuries, and not so much on the Seattle win and what they had to overcome, because it was, oh, yeah, he's injured, which was true, so he's not 100%, and so much of the focus really was on Washington. And watching that game in the beginning, after they jumped out to that lead, I thought the Redskins had it too. Whew, I did. I thought that Mike Shanahan made a mistake leaving RG3 in, but I thought that, you know, they're just going to barely win this, but they're going to win it. And look what Seattle did, so there's some momentum for them. There's something to be said for that, heading into the playoffs and going through the playoffs and getting past a team that a lot of people didn't think you could get past. There is something about that. All right, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're coming up against it, so don't be discouraged. We're going to take calls on the flip side of this. And I know we also have some people that have emailed us. Here's one from Brian. Brian says, Green Bay all the way, without a doubt. Kate, you know football. What are you thinking picking San Francisco? The final score will be 39 to 29. On the other side, New England, too tough to beat. Ultimately, I think the score there is 42 to 21. I thought it'd go a little bit different this time around. All right, thanks for the guess. You can flip me the email or give me the call. I'll meet you on the flip side here for Nail the Score.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause, baby, won't you look at you now?
Timing, your last chance to weigh in and try to nail the score. We have two games this time around. The games are on Saturday, the game that was chosen, Green Bay and San Francisco. That's a later game, just so you know. Baltimore and Denver is the earlier game. Primetime, Green Bay and San Francisco, 8 o'clock in the East. That's the kick. The second game on Sunday, Houston and New England, 4:30 kick. That's going to be played out in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The earlier game, Seattle and Atlanta, I was just talking about. Seattle not getting much respect. The focus against the Redskins was the Redskins. Now they're going up against Atlanta. But that's, don't worry about that game. It's Green Bay, San Francisco. Who do you think is going to win? What's the final score going to be? It can be any numbers. And if you've watched the NFL, which I know some of you have, but you don't have to be a great watcher of the great game. You could just be a passive watcher or not that interested. It's like picking lottery numbers. Houston and New England, you naturally assume New England. I picked New England, but it doesn't mean it's so. Who says that? Matty Schaub and his crew can't find a way to knock off New England and create a big thud in Foxborough Stadium, because they're so accustomed to winning, it would be a big thud. The thud of disappointment. So this is your last chance to get in on this for this hour here on America Tonight, because we don't do it. Three segments, that's it. And if you send me something at americatonight.net, it gets in by the top of the hour. It will count. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Tim, who's listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Well, actually, I'm in the state of Missouri. It's called Louisiana, Missouri, but I'm from St. Louis.
Well, we like Missouri, too, so that works out okay. You're just not wrestling alligators there, though.
No. I'm wrestling. I'm close to the Mississippi River.
Wrestling.
I'm trying to stay, make sure I go along the railroad tracks just fine so I can stay in the midst of the water.
There you go. I like that. What do you think happens?
Well, I got Green Bay and San Francisco. Green Bay 24, San Francisco 14.
Okay.
And I'm pulling for the Texans. I like Texas. New England, I've never really been a New England fan. I'm hoping that Texas can pull it out, let's say 20-17
Texas.
Over New England.
All right, 20-17. Good for you for picking the Texans. Tim, thanks.
Well, that's
thanks. That's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough because New England's on the road, and they're in Foxborough. So, and I just came from New Jersey working the Sandy Storm, and, they're all amped out about, New England anyway to win. So that's going to be very tough.
It's going to be very tough, but you know what? Stranger things have happened. Hey, you were up there working, you say, the Sandy Storm. So what was that like? Were you working around the clock? There was a mess.
Yes, it was. 12-hour days, 7 days a week. No day off unless you actually change, say, a different contract or something. But we were working a whole lot and putting in a lot of hours in. I did get a chance to get a day off to go shopping in Harlem, go to the Apollo and all
cool.
That good stuff. I had some fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you picked. That's good that you got a chance to do that. What'd you think of the Apollo? I've been there once.
I enjoyed the Apollo. Matter of fact, I got a chance to go down and look at the auditorium and got a chance to take some pictures with some of the people that work there.
Yeah.
And so I told them I would be back to get on stage someday to do my comedic act.
There you go. Don't give up the dream, brother. Thanks for the call.
That's right.
Great.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you, too. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. You're great. Good delight talking to you, definitely. Wow, checking out the Apollo. See, you set your sights out there and who knows what will happen. But interesting what he's talking about, Sandy, because all the contractors, different people were hired from around the country, and Tim's right. So you saw people, or you heard stories of people, where they worked all the way straight through, because that was the idea. We're cleaning up, we're doing this, we're, helping the people in Staten Island or wherever it was, and so it was a straight-through gig. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You still have a chance to jump in on Nail the Score. We have two different games that we're talking about, so two chances for you to win. Hey, Pete in Texas, Super Pete, my man, what's going on?
What is going on, Pole Princess?
I love it when you say that, because people are thinking something completely different.
Isn't that a reasoning?
I know.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Are you saying San Francisco or are you saying Green Bay?
Oh, Green Bay all the way.
Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 28. My number's 28-19.
28-19. You got it. 28-19. What about the second game? Who do you like in that one? Do you like the upset, the Cinderella story of the Houston Texans, or is it New England because it's just inevitable?
Oh, no. We're looking at the Texans to take the house this year. They did so good last year. I'd even go 28-19 on that one.
28. I like that you kept both. That makes it easy. Just keep it the same score, 28-19. Wow, if the Texans won, like I said, boy, that would be the that would be one of the biggest storylines coming out of the weekend for sure, because it's inevitable with New England, so that would be big if they did.
Oh, yeah, and if those numbers come up, I would be the swag master.
You would be. You know what, if you think about it, because you picked the same one, so that would be great, same score. That's a way to do it. All right, Pete, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You still have a few minutes. We might be able to sneak somebody else in if you call in. What fun this Nail the Score was. Thanks to everybody who called in. There are a couple of games left. Baltimore and Denver is the first game. I'll reiterate this. The second game, which is the game we're doing, is Green Bay and San Francisco. I know there's people that are emailing me. Don't worry. I'll record your scores if you get in before the top of the hour. On Sunday, the two games are Seattle and Atlanta. And then the late game that caps off the weekend, late afternoon game anyway, Houston and New England. It's exciting. This is a fun time of year. It's great. You know, then you dive off the cliff in a sense because luckily it's not a fiscal cliff, a made-up fiscal cliff, right? But it's that time of year where the build-up is on. It's the press to get to the promised land. Who's going to make it to the Super Bowl? And all the hype begins, and we start to talk about it, and we're waiting with bated breath, even if it's not our team, because really the charge is on. And you know, the teams that are left, there are some intriguing storylines. The Peyton Manning story, teary-eyed, upset, basically being dumped out of Indy and loving it, but being dumped out of Indy because of injuries and the wrists to his neck and everything else, and then look at the season he's had with Denver leading them to 13-3. The San Francisco story, keeping the fires burning alive. They just seem to get the right person in place. When they're looking for a signal caller, they got somebody, they have somebody who's sitting on the bench that comes in that's amazing and sets, you know, the San Francisco folks on fire. And then Seattle and Atlanta, like I mentioned there, you know, Matt Ryan, inevitable that Ryan would be in this position again, getting into the playoffs, but they can't win it. Is this their year? Seattle had a lot of momentum. And then Houston, New England, is Houston the Cinderella team? And is it, or is it just inevitable that it's that tough to beat Tom Brady and the Belichick combination? We'll see. Once again, everybody who called in for Nail the Score, thank you, thank you. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around.
This guy double check!
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.